Yeah.
Yep. Well, partly.
Okay.
She isn't all the way grown up yet, Tom.
All right, so here I go. I start this one off. I go, where are the prune trees in Prunedale? There used to be orchards, they say. Back in history, they grew them, but the farmers said, screw them. Now you won't find a prune tree in Prunedale today.
Now it's rednecks and ropers and rodeo queens, raccoons and roadkill and skunks on the breeze, old cars and junkyards and double wide dreams, and the horse pucky steams in the morning. Down at the corner at Glenn's parking lot, out on the street there's old junk to be bought. Dirt bikes and motors, rusty leaf blowers, some oaky contraptions and creaky lawn mowers. Now it's rednecks and ropers and rodeo queens, raccoons and roadkill and skunks on the breeze, old cars and junkyards and double wide dreams, and the horse pucky steams in the morning. In Prunedale, the fashion's a unisex style, never too pricey and so versatile. Tank tops and mullets, skulls on tattoos, a skull in your pocket if you need a chew. Now it's rednecks and ropers and rodeo queens, raccoons and roadkill and skunks on the breeze, old cars and junkyards and double wide dreams, and the horse pucky steams in the morning. It's a big family tree where your uncle's your cousin, sisters have brothers and aunts by the dozen. Fathers and mothers look alike in some ways. Some people say it's the same DNA. Now it's rednecks and ropers and rodeo queens, raccoons and roadkill and skunks on the breeze, old cars and junkyards and double wide dreams, and the horse pucky steams in the morning.
Now you won't find a prune tree in Prunedale today.
So you missed the obvious.